Harper Audio presents The Forgotten Man, A New History of the Great Depression by Amity Schles. Performed by Terence Aselford. Copyright 2007 by Amity Schles. Production copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers. Introduction. One November evening, long ago, in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, a 13-year-old named William Troller hung himself from the transom in his bedroom. The boy had watched his family slide into an increasingly desperate situation. The gas for their five-room apartment on Driggs Avenue had been shut off since April. His father, Harold, had lost his job at Brooklyn Edison after suffering a rupture, a worker's hernia probably. While the father waited for surgery in Kings County Hospital, Mrs. Troller and six children waited, too. Ruth, 18, wanted to work as a waitress, but she was unemployed. Harold Jr., 21, had work in a government program. Harold told a newspaper reporter that his brother was sensitive and always felt embarrassed about asking for his share at mealtime. The Herbert Street police station near the Troller home helped to arrange the funeral. Burial would be in a Catholic cemetery. "He was reluctant about asking for food," read the headline in the New York Times. New York that year had a desperate Dickensian feel, an un-American feel. William Troller was just one story in a city of troubled stories.